Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Trumas Daf Mimalef in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Zayin. So as we learned in the Mishnah, when you have a combination of black figs and white figs, the Mishnah brought an example, 50 black and 50 white, and you have one fig that fell into it. It doesn't matter if the fig that fell into it is black or white, it's still batel in the 100, and you have bitul of Trumah. Even though, as the Gemara pointed out in the previous daf, if the fig that fell in is black, the 50 white figs are now in the suffix and they're not usur. They still join the 50 black to be 100 and to mevatel the one black fig that fell. Now, in the end of Daf Mem Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to address, what happens if you don't have 50 and 50? Let's say you have 90 white figs and 10 black, or 95 white and 5 black, or 98 white and 2 black. The one black that falls in is still batel in the 100. But says the Gemara, starting from three lines from the bottom, Shimon barbo b'sheva b'yichanun, v'ushinofla shchoyra achas, atoich shtayim, the gears over here, the correct gears, atoich shtayim shchoyrus, k'deshiti batel b'roiv. You need to have at least two black figs in order for the one that fell, the truma, to be batel. Because midoraisa, one is batel in two. So if I have two black figs, and one black fig fell into it, midurai says bottle. Midurai bottle, you need 100. We said that 100 could be even composed of 98 white figs and two black. Because you have your bitul deraisa, so the white joins the black to have a bitul derabatan. But if I don't have even two black figs, I have only one black fig, meaning I don't have your bitul deraisa, then I'm not going to use the 100 made out of white figs to move out to the black fig. The Gemara continues that from Malafin says, don't you agree that at least we should have three black figs in the pile, not to rely only on two? And what would be the reason? Just to make sure that if one of them gets lost, you at least have two. So I want to have the bitul and keep the bitul over there to have two figs, two black figs, and mevatel the one fig. Says the Gemara, I agree with you. I think you should have at least three black figs in the pile. Now, the Gemara brings you the next three lines. The Vilna Gaon's Girsa, which Reb Chaim uses, is going to take these three lines and we can bring this Girsa in Amud Beis. So we'll get to that in a moment. When we get to Amud Beis, we'll bring these lines. Let's skip now three lines to the word Milsayun de Rabbanon Pligo. Rabbanon argue on these sheetahs that we just mentioned. And they hold that even one black fig that falls into a combination of 100 figs, which only one of them is black, it's also batel. You don't have to have in the combination, in the pile, two black figs. How do we know that? So Moses will tell you how. Kehana shol Shmuel. Kehana asked Shmuel the following question. In the beginning of the Maseches Challah, we're going to learn that if you have truma that fell into chulin, you do not have to do a Foshos Challah. Foshos Challah is only a din that's done in chulin. But if I have over here truma and chulin together, even though it's not all truma, you put them in a challah. So said Rav Kehana, Loi mistabra, doesn't it make sense? Hadin medumo de tanin ocho. This medumo that we're talking about here, meaning here referring to Maseches Challah, sheruba truma. We talk about a combination that you have a majority of truma, which is potter min achal. You have a miut of chulin der chayav achal. Midoraisa, it's bottle, and everything is truma. So we're saying in this, you're not obligated to do challah. But if the majority over here is chulin, and the minority is truma, so really, if you go based on the roiv, it should be chulin, then it should be chayav achal. So says the Gemara, Omer Lei, Ve'ana Sovakin. I agree with you. That does make sense. Elo, ka tesalek la'arad Yisrael at shoylo. When you go there to Shoel, ask the question. When you have a combination of chulin and truma, is there a heter, not to do a foshos chalo, if the majority is chulin and not truma? So says the Gemara, Katzalek, when he came there to Shoel, Shoma hado demar av Yoisi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. He heard Rabbi Yisi said to Rabbi Yochanan, even if I have one seyo of chumo that fell into 99 chulin, meaning the vast majority is chulin, you still say that you don't have to do a foshos chal. Says the Gemara, Amar Ravo, kach meishi v'shir min lokish is a b'yichanon. Rish Lakish asked a b'yichanon, for tos seyo he preteres as a koyim? How can one seyo which fell into 99 chulin will say the entire 100 seyo don't have to do chal? You have 99 chulin. So says the Gemara, Omer Lei, that's the Gesser Reb Chaim brings based on the Rash Sirlar, Omer Lei, V'chi igul bi gulin, Dover Borisha Truma also biyodoy. Go back to our Mishnah. When you have an igul in a circle of dry figs that are stuck together, and it fell into many other igulim, so you say that you pick up the igul, even though the igul may have different shapes. And if you have a small igul that fell into a pile of large igulim, you say you take out one igul and that's good enough. What about the fact that maybe you have truma over here? The one that you took out, you think you assume that's a truma. Dover Borisha Truma also biyodoy. You assume the igul that you picked up is the one which is truma. So what do you have to say? At Omar, kalu. It's a kulu. Why is it kulu? As Reb Chaim explains, he holds the truma and chulim is manazeh as the rabbanon. So because the rabbanon, once you have a mixture, rabbanon and mekel, they have hocha kalu. Similarly, when you're talking about chalo, talking about a kavish of chalo, you point to me in a chalo because chalo is the rabbanon. They said if you have, even though you have only one say of truma, 99 chulim, you don't have to do chalo. That was the answer. The one is focusing on the question from our Mishnah. What are you bringing a rayo? From a small igul that falls into a pile of large igulim, and you're saying it's not batel. Why not? It says in one Amud Beis. V'yasvini, you should answer him. Mish Lakish should go back to Abiyach and say, what answer are you bringing from our Mishnah? Shani be igulim, shikvar batel. The igulim we're talking, they fell one small igul into another two small igulim. Similar to what we said before, you have one black fig that fell into two black figs. So midir rayo says it's batel. Now only Midera Bonnet, it's not, so then you come and you bring it to 100. The fact that Rish Lakish did not say that back to Rabbi Yochanan, what does that teach us? That our case not talking that you have one that fell into two. You don't have one small that fell into two small, or one black that fell into two blacks. You have over here even one black that fell into a pile of Trumo that has only one black in it. So Midera Rice, it's really not Batel. So that's why there's no answer. Why do we so make it when you say this combination is putter? You have to say because it's truma is manazes, they're abundant. That's the only answer. That's the raya that we don't say, like we said before. There has to be one black fig into two black figs. Now we go back to what the Gemara had in Amud Aleph that the Vilna Gaon moves to here. So going back, we're going to read it in the Gemara. Go back to the fourth line in Amud Aleph. Bar Pedayo Omar Toichunu Matir. Bar Pedaya says, we are blessed to tell us in the Mishnah, I have a problem. You have black and white, and fell one black into it, you cannot use the white to cancel the black. Says Bar Pedaya, I have a solution. How to use the white to cancel the black? What I'm going to do is, I will grind the black and the white together. And then you're not going to see the difference. It's always going to be just one big pile. So if I have one fig of a black fig that fell into a pile of 50 blacks and 50 whites, you grind the black and the white together, and then you have a bitul. That's what Pedaya says. Says the Gemara, the Avla Gadda Pedaya Omar, even though Pedaya said, Ein Blila Liyayin Vilashemin Bluvat. A real mixture is only in liquids. Only when you have wine and oil, that's when you have a real mixture and you have a bitul. There he's talking about Dmai. And by Dmai, you're saying, if I have Dmai from several different people, even though they're all combined to one pile, grinding all of them doesn't help. To consider it to be that if you did it a frusha, it works for the whole pile. Because grinding doesn't help on the solids, only in liquid. So why it's going to help over here? Says the Gemara, Moidu ocho sheni vlolos. Here he does agree. So the way Reb Chaim explains the difference, there we're talking about you have to do a frusha for different people, for different demise. So if I mix it, it's not considered to be mixed good enough to say that one a frusha works for everything. But what here I'm talking about isn't considered to be mixed in order to do bitul. I want to have the truma, batel, and chulin. That's good enough of a mixture to be mevatel truma. The rest of the Amud Aleph says a little differently. He says we talk about figs, and the figs have like, they're very honey. I mean, they have like honey in them, and that juice they have in them, that combines them together. So now the Gemara brought that statement regarding toichim, regarding grinding them, and making them into one pile. The Gemara now, going back to Amud Beis, goes to speak about that. That's why the Vilna Gaon, according to Vilna Gaon, this belongs here, because the Gemara now in Amud Beis is going to refer to this. So we are back in Amud Beis in the second line. We have Yoino, we have Yoisi, Tarvayon b'shem Reb Zeiro. They both said in the name of Zeiro, Afilu chitin b'chitin toichin umater. Meaning not only by igulim, and the Chaim says by malbeinim, when you have over here the figs, they're already stuck together and they're considered to be close to be one, so you can grind them and just finish the process. But even when we talk about wheat, that each kernel stands on its own, grinding works. Continues the Gemara and says, Ayu lefanav 20 dayanim. One has 20 figs, only 20. You have one fig falling into them. So you don't have 100 to mevatel for truma. But now what happened was, one of the figs got lost. So you had here a pile of 20, one fell into the 21, you go back and find only 20. I say that now, because it's a sofik, only one of them is truma. I don't know which one. And one got lost. I say it's batel b'rov, and I assume that what got lost, that's the truma. Whatever is left is okay. No, once the truma fell in and it made it usur, they all are considered to be usur right now. And as long as I don't know otherwise, I have to bring you, as long as you don't have a yichacha, this is not truma, I assume each one of them is the truma one, and it's still usur misafik. Says the Gemara, "Moidi Rabbi Yochanan, shintor mehem amokam acher." If one took one of the figs of this pile and made it truma somewhere else, so then you say that it is truma. Why is it truma? Because each one of them is a suffix. I'm not sure if it's truma or not. Now I'm picking up one now, and I want to use that as truma for somewhere else. You're saying it does work, and I assume what you took is not the truma one, is the other ones that you can make it truma for somewhere else. Because although each one of them is a suffix, I can't just assume they're all okay, but when I take out one out and I make that into the truma somewhere else, I assume this is coming from the roiv and it's not truma. And similarly, Oshariba bimokam acher aleh. I mean, if you added on the 20 that are here, you added another 80, so now you got to 100. So you don't say it's 20 trumas that fell into 80 chulim, and they're not batel. You say, no, there's only one truma over here. I don't know which one it is, but not all 20 are considered to be truma as a vadai. I'm looking at it still as a suffix. So once I have 80 that I added over here, it's only one truma out of 100, and it's batel. So in this case, I say, shesfeikon batel baroiv, then I look at the suffix as batel baroiv. So Rish Lakish says, right away, when one got lost, I look at the entire pile, it's batel, it's not truma at all. Rechon says, no, this pile is still truma in it. I can't assume it's that. But if I took one out and made it truma, or I added more to it, then I'll say that not all of them have the same definition of truma, but it's only one out of 20, I just don't know which one. And mele, if you have more fruits over here, or if you did a truma somewhere else, it does work. With this, we conclude Yoshami Trumas Daf Mem Aleph.